The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so one of my emails sent me a letter from her 8-year-old daughter. Okay, usually I kind of read the grown-up emails, but this is Bree. She's 8 years old, and I guess she writes, Dr. Dahlia, I want to be a doctor one day just like you. I like math. I like to sing. Please tell me how to do this. See, isn't that cute? Ah, look at that little baby girl. Oh, my gosh, look, little baby girl. Oh, she wants to be a doctor. And interesting as she writes, I like math. I like to sing. I mean, this could have been a letter I wrote 20 years ago. I mean, you know, as a kid myself, you know. I like to sing. I like math. This girl, I like her already. See, she's just like me. Okay, so she wants to become a doctor. Please tell me how to do this. Well, little baby girl Bree. Little baby precious girl, my little baby girl Bree. All right, don't do it. Run. Don't. Just run. Just run as fast as your little baby girl legs can take you. Do not become a doctor. Flee like you can because this Obamacare tornado is killing us all. No. Baby girl, here's the thing. Okay. I if you want to become a doctor, all right, I think that is absolutely sweet and precious and I hope you do one day become a doctor, okay? Now put your mom on, please. Okay, so now, mom, you got to do something, all right? Okay, she cannot sentence herself to a life of no thank yous and people yelling and people not paying and government trying to tell her what to do and getting exposed to all sorts of diseases without anybody saying thank you. You know, I have people, okay, I like my job, but do you guys realize that many of you come into my office with your bodily fluids and your mucus and your poop, and you just hand it to me? Now, some of you guys do have it in a little bitty Ziploc baggie, but the Ziploc baggie isn't Ziploc. It's not even closed. All right? You know, look, I'm a doctor. What makes you think that you could cough, sweat, sneeze, spew, whatever on me, and I'm not going to get sick? Yeah, you're like mom. Mom was great with that, right? With mom, you could throw up all over mom, and she wouldn't flinch. That was mom. I'm not your guys' mommy. I don't want your stool all over me. I don't want your vomit, okay? All I want is not your copay. All I want is to help you, okay? And help you by writing a very clean piece of paper with my very clean ballpoint pen that gives you a prescription, and you take that prescription and you leave. You take all your bodily fluids and your bacteria and your viruses and your prions and your parasites and your fungi, and you leave the office and you go to Mr. Pharmacist and let Mr. Pharmacist deal with it after I write that said piece of paper. Now, I love you guys. I love my patients. I want you guys to feel better. I do hug many of you. I give you guys kisses. I do whatever I'm legally and ethically allowed to do in terms of touching, but then get the hell out. Okay? All right? I mean, I have got to stay alive long enough for the next patient. So, for those of you starting to come in with all your pathogenic, parasitic diseases, just keep in mind that your doctor is only a human being. I know we look like Superwoman. I know I look like Superwoman. Superwoman! Oh, that's Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! I know, oh man, I should do that one Halloween Wonder Woman. The problem is Wonder Woman, whenever you buy a Wonder Woman Halloween outfit, the breasts are supposed to be above the waist, so it only works for certain women. But no, we're not, we're real people. Okay, now, if, in all seriousness, if there is a little baby girl, right, or a little baby boy out there, little boy, oh, little boys want to become doctors, oh my gosh, and they're walking around with a little baby Fisher-Price medical kit like I did, you know what, not only, I put real stuff in my Fisher-Price medical kit. This is ridiculous. Load my Fisher-Price medical kit with the Mercurochrome. Remember that fuchsia stuff your mom used to put on all your wounds? I had Mercurochrome. I had Band-Aids. I had Bufferin. I had Preparation H. I had all sorts of stuff in my... None of this play crap. Give me the real stuff. And I would walk around the neighborhood with a little Fisher-Price thing with actual real stuff in it. You know, I'm sure my mom had some Valium I probably took and stole and put in there too, you know, giving the other kids some Valium. So that was my medical kit. Being a doctor is very admirable to kids, right? Because they like their doctors. The kids walk in and the doctor's like, "Ka-choo-ka-choo-ka," the doctor's all nice, you know. Meanwhile, the doctor's looking at mom going, "You better stop smoking, woman. You better stop smoking." See, I yell at my grown-up patients. I don't yell at my kids, but I yell at the, I yell at the kids too. Quit crying. Some of these kids, they'll come into the room, okay? All I do is step into the room, and they're like, wah! I'm like, wait a second, wait, me? What? I mean, is there a monster in the room? Is there a dragon? What? And then they just kind of stop, and they think, do I do more cry-cries, or do I not? And then they look, wah! I'm like, no, that's not working. What else you got? And then they just sit there and they look at mom or dad and they're like, don't be looking at me. You know, she's not a monster. Yeah, she looks kind of funny and she packed on a couple pounds, you know, in the last few years, but who hasn't? All right, so then I go over to them and then I shine like a little light, you know, and I let them look at my flashlight. Wah! I go, it's a light, it's a flashlight, come on. All right, then they let me look, and they're thinking about doing cry-cries. They're like, now what do I do? Now here comes the stethoscope. So I have to put the stethoscope on their chest, and I can come close, and I go, first I do it on their knee, you know, and then I'm like, well, you know, this is a funny-looking tooth. They're like, what? Then I look at their feet, and I go, oh, these are your teeth. Do you brush these? No, they're my toes. Then I put as soon as I put the stethoscope on their chest, wow! I'm like, put it on yourself, then. Put it on yourself. Then they put it on themselves. I listen. And they're confused. Like, do I still do cry-cry? Do I not? Like, are you done? Are you done? And I guess they're done. Good. Then I leave. And that was a big one. Can't be double. But anyway, if you do want to become a doctor, I think that is great. I will help you. Hopefully us doctors now will get rid of this Obamacare thing so you have a nice, beautiful, clean, beautiful forest with rainbows and trees and clouds as opposed to the dismal debris that we're dealing with now. Don't go away. We're right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really, really do appreciate it. I want you to subscribe to Connect Pal, find the Dr. Dolly Show. We're going to allow unlimited access, a lot of one-on-one, a lot of medical, deep, juicy medical advice that people can get on a more secure, more personal basis. And it's not a lot to subscribe. And I want you guys to check that out. Unlimited podcasts, audios, videos, etc. Don't worry, I'm dressed in all the videos. Go to connectpal.com, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, pal, P-A-L.com, to subscribe. All right, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. I've got a lot of news to cover this show today. The Ebola outbreak, they say, in Nigeria and Senegal may be over. Now, even though it is spreading rapidly elsewhere in West Africa, we may have containment in two of the major countries. So that's pretty good. Then we have a doctor's group that is now issuing painkiller guidelines. We'll go over those and we'll see how that relates to you. If you are an obese kid, you are going to be more prone to colon cancer, according to one study. And if you take antibiotics before you're the age of two, you're going to be more prone to obesity. So I guess if you then, if X equals Y and Y equals Z, then X equals Z. So are they trying to tell us that if you take antibiotics before the age of two, you're going to be at risk of colon cancer? I'm just extrapolating that. That would really, really stink. But we're going to talk about that. Ross is going to talk about how, I guess, Granny Smith apples may be a great way to keep the obesity away. Not just apples, but Granny Smith apples, which are my favorite. I love the real, you know why I like the Granny Smith apples? Because they bruise the least. And they keep their taste longer. I don't know. The red apples are golden delicious. Like there's the Washington apples, I think. I don't really know. I don't really buy the produce in the family. My husband buys the produce. But I know the Granny Smith because they're very, very green and they're very, very tart. Those suckers I like. Because you can drop them on the ground and they hardly bruise. I don't know what it is about those apples. Yet the red apples always seem to bruise and not be very crisp. A mushy apple, oh my gosh. Yeah, I never understood that apple a day. I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And so your apples would like overripe really fast. But when my mommy got the Granny Smith, I was like, yummy. Which is why they usually use Granny Smith a lot when they do the chocolate covered caramel candied apples. Oh my God. You know, those are like $12 a pop now. It's ridiculous how expensive those things are. You want to get a candied apple. Okay. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Granny apples. Walmart, with this accident with Tracy Morgan and fellow passengers and the comedian that got killed, a comedian within Morgan's party that got killed, Walmart is saying they weren't wearing their seatbelts, which is something we knew, and we'll talk about that case. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, aspirin. We've been talking about how aspirin has been, for years, talked about as a cancer-fighting agent, that if we're all taking aspirin, we may not get cancer. Aspirin is supposed to be a super, super drug. They've been talking about making bigger doses of aspirin and trying to, suicide bomb these cancer cells in the body with aspirin. Well, the latest study to this is how aspirin may prevent prostate cancer. So here we go. Millions of Americans, they say, now take a dosage of low-dose aspirin, right? That little kind of baby aspirin, the 81 milligrams, little baby aspirin. I love it when you get your big men coming in. Yeah, so I take my cholesterol medicine and my blood pressure medicine, and then I guess the doctor put me on a baby aspirin. Really? A little baby aspirin? Yeah, what of it? Oh, you just, you said you took a little baby aspirin. It's kind of not really, manly. I take a baby aspirin. What of it? I take a baby aspirin. Leave my baby aspirin alone. Is that it? It's my baby. Anyway, they say healthcare professionals indicate that these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as aspirin, even though usually the NSAIDs we think of as Motrin and Naproxen and, ibuprofen and things like that, aspirin is non-steroidal. And it's anti-inflammatory, so aspirin is considered an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It can thin the blood, make it easier for the heart to pump blood, clotting, anti-clotting, all right? It's been found to reduce the risk of developing colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. Now, data was presented at a meeting at the American Association for Cancer Research that occurred yesterday. I know, I wasn't invited. I know. And it revealed the benefits of a daily dosage of little baby aspirin in men. They say studies have shown that aspirin administration for 5 or more years reduces the incidence of all cancers by 38%. That is pretty damn good. And we're talking about 81 milligrams baby aspirin. The study involved 6,300 men and 50% of their participants took aspirin or another NSAID, while the rest were not on any medicines. After 4 years, the researchers found that men who took aspirin or other NSAIDs had 13% lower risk of developing prostate cancer. No. They didn't use it as a suppository. They swallowed it. No. You take the aspirin by mouth, and it'll affect the prostate. It doesn't have to be a direct contact thing. After 4 years, the researchers found that men, really people, took aspirin or other NSAIDs at 13%. Really, come on, people. Lower risk of developing prostate cancer and 17% reduced risk. Yes, this will be on the quiz of developing other forms of dangerous tumors when compared to men who did not take any of the drug. Jeez. Okay, now there's a separate study. All right, you thought that first part was exciting. A separate study. Okay, I can't read because my microphone's in the way. I'm trying to get around my microphone. Hold on a second. A separate study by the researchers at Duke University also reaffirmed the benefits of aspirin to reduce prostate cancer. Adriana Vidal, an assistant professor of urology at Duke University, explains that an anti-inflammatory medicine such as aspirin helps men to lower the levels of prostate-specific antigen, or PSA. An increased level of PSA is associated with elevated risk of developing prostate cancer. Hey, guys, this is supposed to be a health show, okay? What do you expect me to talk about, porn? We got to talk about prostates. I mean, there's nobody else that does that. I have to. That's my job. Okay, so just get through it. Now, there's another study. Previous study also revealed, I don't know, this comes from Tech Times. Previous study also revealed the benefits of taking aspirin and indicates, I'll get to the moral of this in a second, that if people between the age of 50 and 65 start taking little baby aspirin daily for 10 years, the risk of developing cancer and cardiovascular diseases will reduce by 9% in men and 7% in women. So we women need to take the daily aspirin also. The study, you know what? I take so much Excedrin migraine. I'm sure I'm getting my aspirin. Where's my Excedrin migraine bottle? Oh, crap. I left it in the other room. I'm sure there's aspirin in that, but that's like big aspirin. You got to be careful. You don't want to take a big aspirin. Okay? Little aspirin. Now where am I? Let me see. The study also suggests that the total mortality rate may be lower by 4% if aspirin is taken daily for 20 years. Okay, so what's the gist? Aspirin is good. However, you cannot be taking aspirin if you have a GI bleed. Have any of you guys ever had an ulcer? I don't know. Have you ever been told you had ulcers? Well, I don't know. I don't get checked. We'll go get checked. Go get checked. Okay, everybody should be getting scoped sometime in their life. Go get checked. Make sure you're checking your stool for blood. And a lot of my patients, boy, do they groan. Woo! They get so mad. They're hooting and hollering because I'm telling them, you know, they got to take these little stool kits home to check for stool and the blood. Oh, you can't make me do that. Are you kidding me? I go, well, you don't want to do the colonoscopy. So here is not a very equitable option, but here's an option you could take, okay, where you just check your stool. You just take, you know, we give them a container. We give them, I mean, you could even wear gloves for crying out loud. You want me to touch my stool? No, you could use a little stick and you put it on the things. Oh, I can't do that. Why can't you? I mean, what is wrong with you people? All right, we'd like to see if there's blood in it. I mean, would you rather do a taste test? I mean, come on. Just put the stupid stool on the card and then you mail the cards. Please seal the cards. Please, for the love of the Lord, seal those cards, please. And don't mail them to Dr. Dahlia. Just mail them to your doctor. I don't want your stool sample. Mail them to the lab. Mail them to your doctor. Mail them to your mother-in-law. I don't care. Just not me. And then somebody checks it for blood. There's this little developer. And then they put on, they can see there's blood. If there's blood, that means there's a sign you're bleeding somewhere within the GI tract. And of course, you got to be careful. You can't be eating red meat. Cannot be eating red meat when you do these tests. I think you have to go without red meat for 3 days. I know. Yeah, I know. Okay. No, you're right. Maybe I will pass. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, here we go. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, the American Academy of Neurology is now stepping up, all right, and making a very, very bold statement. that narcotics are too risky in many cases. You know, I'm really proud of the neurologist. The neurologist, you know, a lot of people don't think of neurologists as real big bad, you know, badasses, right? You know, but, you know, neurologists can be. You know, we love the neurologists. We make fun of them. Okay, in medical school, we made fun of the guys going into neurology. You always make fun of the neurologists, right? You know, but they really are, you know, they're like a secret weapon. You know, these neurologists you don't want to mess with. When, God forbid, you think one of your patients is having MS or has seizures or starting to go numb or stroke, that's when you want those neurologists. And do not underestimate the neurologist. And every one of my medical school buddies who I gave crap to because they were going into neurology, you know, I resent. And one of the reasons why I rescinded is because there were other kids in my class who went into urology and it was in proctology. So it was a lot more fun to make fun of them. You know, you got a lot more meat, you know, to work with on that one. Anyway, so the American Academy of Neurology now is stepping up and now saying that the risks of powerful narcotic painkillers are outweighing the benefits when we're treating chronic headaches, low back pain, and fibromyalgia. Okay, now, I use neurology a lot for my chronic headache patients. And my neurologists that I work with in my city, they are pretty damn good. They do not go to the narcotics. In fact, they always tell patients no narcotics for this kind of stuff. So already the neurologists that I practice with, they're already way ahead of the game. I mean, they already are not placating to the appetite for opioids by a lot of these patients. But here's the thing, okay? I mean, I suffer from migraines. And hands down, opioids don't work, okay? You know, the Frova, Imitrex, the Triptan seem to work. The Excedrin migraine seems to work for me whenever I suffer from a migraine. Narcotic will just, as soon as it wears off, the pain will come back even stronger. However, I do understand why some people may want to turn to that, because there is nothing more painful that I can imagine that many people without medical conditions walk around with than a migraine. Now, amputation, gunshots, those obviously are more painful. What I'm talking about, the average person that gets to go to work, okay, without having chronic back issues, neck issues, or whatever, when they get a migraine, I mean, they want to bury their head under the desk. And that relief you get from that little bit of an opioid or narcotic, albeit it may only last about a couple hours and then it starts to wear off, you know, is just, it's like God is a godsend, you know? So I, you know, I'm not here to say, no, don't be taking these. I understand the pain. I get that. That just means we got to do better when we're coming up with things that can help with pain that are non-narcotic. Now, narcotic medications include morphine, codeine, oxycodone, oxycontin, methadone, fentanyl, hydrocodone. A lot of them are combined with acetaminophen. And the Tylenol component, the acetaminophen component, could also put you at risk for liver failure. So that's why lately you've been noticing you can't get Lortab, you know, 10-500s anymore, but you got to get like Norco's 10-325s. So they're cutting back the Tylenol component. We could see addiction with the narcotics, overdose, even death. Research shows that 50% of patients who took opioids for at least 3 months are still on them 5 years later. So you see what that study meant is if you had to take a painkiller for 3 months, you're in a bad car accident, suffer the loss of a limb, whatever, you could be addicted if you take it for 3 months. I've seen people addicted even less. Studies also find, according to WebMD, that opioids really haven't been proven to do anything long term. So, in fact, if you've ever taken one, you'll take one. It's like, oh my God, if you've never taken one, all of a sudden you take one. It's like, whoa. A lot of times you'll throw up. Sometimes kind of feels psychedelic, but you will be like in major euphoria. Okay, then, you know, a few hours later you take another one, it doesn't hit you like that. Okay, so you immediately develop some tolerance, unless, of course, you go a very, very long time without getting a narcotic again. But you are gaining tolerance almost immediately by that second pill. According to Dr. Gary Franklin, University of Washington in Seattle, says more than 100,000 people have now died from prescription opioid use since policies changed in the 1990s. So Because of the deaths, et cetera, they're saying doctors, states, institutions, and patients need to work together to stop this epidemic. So, number one, they want us to consult with a pain management specialist. If your daily opioid usage reaches 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams, especially if the patient isn't showing substantial improvement in pain levels and physical function. Okay, I send you the pain management way before that. Sorry, guys. Okay, 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams. So look at your Percocet 10s. That's the strongest Percocet I write. Okay, Percocet 10. 80 milligrams to 100. You're taking 10 of those a day? Wow. It's not your fault a lot of times. I mean, you're in pain. But 10 a day? You know, when we talk about narcotic overdose, I've seen people overdose taking 8 a day. All right? You know, I don't know at the top of my head what the maximum opioid dose you could take is, but I'm almost glad that I don't have that number because people can overdose with less. And we're not even talking about mixing it with alcohol or your Xanax or Soma or anything else. And your respiratory depression dropping even more. Your respiratory drive. We're talking about just taking one of those pills. Now, some of you may be going, wait a second, Dahlia, who, you know, somebody popping that, they're already, you know, drug abusers. No, no. I mean, think about it, okay? So 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams. Okay, so you wake up, all right? And some of your pain prescriptions may say 1 to 2 a day. 1 to 2 a day. Percocet 10 shouldn't. But, all right, so you pop 1 to 2. So you pop 2 at 6 in the morning. All right, then 10 o'clock comes around. You go, I got to take another one. Then noon, you know what, let me take one more. Okay, now you're already up to 4 pills before noon. That's already 40 milligrams. Try to get through the day. You take another one at about 2:33. Then you take another one at 6. Then you take one at 8, and then before you go to bed. There you go. You're already at 8 pills. Easy. You know, when we were learning about pain management in medical school, they were talking about how you don't wait till the person's in pain. Once the person's in pain, you have to then increase the dose. So many of these pain medications need to slowly release or be very strategically dosed that you never get into pain. And that made sense from a pain standpoint, but what didn't make sense to me is then you are now committing a person to taking their medication all the time on a regular basis, even if they're not in pain. And so I don't do pain management. To me, I was very intimidated by it. And it needs to be an art. We have people in a lot of pain. We have people in real pain, and then we have people in pain because they're addicted to their pain medicine from pain that started a while back that may not exist anymore. And when you go off that pain medication, that withdrawal is horrible. These people are in a lot of pain. They're shaking, diarrhea, sweats. It is one of the most miserable, miserable withdrawals to go through. And, you know, I agree. I agree. So, you know, the neurologist wants us to definitely talk, you know, have pain management involved. The red flag point to them is about the 80 milligrams to 120 milligrams a day. I would say if you guys are on it just every day as it is, wouldn't hurt to consult pain management. Now, some of you guys don't need to be on it. Okay, some of you guys with bum knees. If you have a bad knee, if you have a bum knee, you're taking your medication for that, see the knee doctor. Maybe you need a surgery. Maybe you need a replacement. Maybe you need an injection. Maybe you need that Synvisc, that hyaluronic acid fake cartilage stuff. You know, maybe you need somebody to actually just treat that knee. Unfortunately, once you start being on these pain medicines, your pain is all over. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, if any of you guys have ever been able to get off pain medicines, how did you do it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for unlimited access and unlimited free medical advice, well, I don't know if I want to say free because I need you guys to subscribe. Go to connectpal.com. Look up Dr. Dahlia. Subscribe to me. Unlimited access to me. All right? Don't worry. I stay dressed, though. Unlimited access. Go to connectpal.com. C-O-N-N-E-C-T-PAL, P-A-L.com. Connect Pal. I don't know if you do www anymore. I always tell them to say www. It kind of sounds fun to say. Www. X is a hard one to say for me. X. Because you got to move your mouth on W. W doesn't go like that. See, A, I have to open my mouth widely. E, I. When you do the vowels, you have to open your mouth and go P. You got to use your lips a lot. If you go M, you got to move your mouth a lot. M is a tough one to say. Why? That, I don't know, W. I move my mouth less with W. So, W. And D. D is very easy for me to say. In fact, you know, babies, when babies speak, they don't say mama first. They always say dada. Most babies will say dada. They don't say mama first. Although my son's first sound, the older one, was ma. When I pulled him out, I helped deliver my own baby. I pulled him out of my, you know, whatever. And he was ma, like that. It was probably just fluid, you know, in the mouth. But most kids, babies will say the D word before the M word or the P. Ma is a much more difficult sound, and they have to be a little bit more advanced to be able to come up with that one. So usually, you know, everybody's like, da-da, and the moms are all upset, like, wait a second, I breastfed you. I changed your diapers. Daddy doesn't do jack squat, and you're saying da-da? You know, and then we present the kid, and that's why the kid always goes to daddy. Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad. Love you, Dad. Anyway, all right. Next, scientists detect early sign of pancreatic cancer. Good for them. This is exactly the type of research I want to see. All right? Researchers say they have identified a sign of early development of pancreatic cancer, which is a huge cause of cancer death. Usually pancreatic cancer doesn't get found until, you know, end stages. You know, we had said goodbye to Patrick Swayze, Steve Jobs. These are pancreatic cancer comes in many different forms, and unfortunately, it's usually lethal. The early sign is an increase in the level of certain amino acids. This has been reported by WebMD, and this occurs before patients develop symptoms and the disease is diagnosed. So usually, it doesn't get diagnosed until you have symptoms. We need to find it before you have symptoms because remember, the pancreas is a very juicy organ. We talked about the juicies, didn't we? Well, it's very, very juicy. It has a lot of blood flow. It has a lot of ways for that cancer to spread, okay? As opposed to something a little bit more dry. So, juicy organ, you know, it can hide and do what it needs to, start spreading through the blood until it gets to the point where you start to feel it. Anyway, the finding came from analyses of blood samples of 1,500 people taking part in this huge study. And they found that higher levels of these branched chain amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, okay, were present in people who went on to develop pancreatic cancer compared to those who did not. Now, the length of time, they say, between having elevated levels of these types of amino acids and pancreatic cancer ranged anywhere from 2 years to 25 years. So, according to Dr. Wolpin, they said these findings led us to hypothesize that the increase in branched chain amino acids is due to the presence of an early pancreatic tumor. Good job. Just hypothesize your butt off. Further research showed that mice with newly formed pancreatic tumors had elevated blood levels of those branched chain amino acids. According to the study, is published in the journal Nature Medicine. They said most people with pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, which is the most common form of it, are diagnosed after the disease has reached an advanced stage. So if you could detect it early, you could save lives. Now, who would I recommend of all of you guys to get checked? Okay, I would probably recommend those of you who have it in the family. That wouldn't hurt. I would probably recommend those of you to get this type of testing if it is eventually going to be mass available. Those where BRCA gene is in the family. Or if you guys don't know your BRCA gene status, you have a bunch of people in the family dying of breast cancer or ovarian cancer or prostate cancer, may not be a bad idea.
Okay, well, that would already kind of increase the whole pool to a bunch of us. If you drink a lot of alcohol, you know what? If you have diabetes, I would probably do that too, because there's been a lot of flirtations with the idea that diabetics may be more prone to pancreatic cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, I would probably just say to everybody, you know, I know we're not going to be allowed to. I know Obamacare won't pay for it. But it's one of those things where, you know, maybe they'll offer a screen every couple years. I think that would be way cool. I would love that. Yeah, one of you asked, what are we going to die from if there's going to be all these tests? I don't know. Probably boredom. You know, we aren't going to know what to do with ourselves. We're still going to, no matter any advancements we have with cancer and finding things early, okay? You know, there's going to be a time limit. We may be living now in our, right now, our generation here, we may be living well into the 120s. They say there's supposed to be one of us alive right now who will be kept alive till 150. We are going to have that power, have that ability with God's blessing, of course. So I don't know how excited I am because I'm 43 and my knees and joints are shot. I couldn't even imagine going through another 107 years. But God willing, however long God wants me on this earth, I'll be here and I'll do the good work that he wants me to. Some of you are listening to my show going, well, when's the good work going to start? It'll start soon. All right, pediatricians are endorsing IUDs, intrauterine devices, and implants for teen birth control. Long-acting contraceptive devices should now be the quote-unquote first choice for teenage girls, according to new recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics. They say although most U.S. teens opt for condoms or birth control pills, other forms of contraceptive, like the implants or the IUDs, are much more reliable. And they should be the first-line choices, they say, for girls who do not want to be abstinent. Well, actually, nobody wants to be abstinent, but for those who choose not to be, we should say, because, you know, it's kind of an oxymoron, want to be abstinent. Nobody wants to. Anyway, the advice is in line with guidelines from other medical societies like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, but experts say they hope the official recommendation to pediatricians will increase teenage girls' use of IUDs and implants. So everybody's pretty excited about that. Now, some of you are going to be like, wait a second, IUDs? Don't you have to have given birth to get an IUD? It may be easier for us to insert. And when I was in training, we only gave it to people, to women who were, already multiparous or somebody who had already given birth. But nowadays, no. They will put them in nulla gravida, people who have never been pregnant. Because it kind of will release either copper or progesterone, et cetera, and prevent anything from implanting along the lining. Now, the contraceptive implant that goes under the skin also releases controlled amounts of progesterone. Things are safer now. These IUDs are safer. I remember in the olden days there were issues with traveling and infection. However, this is something I need to say. Okay, the reason why a lot of us doctors were not recommending in the past IUDs for sexually active kids, teenage girls, is because you do not want to have an IUD in there when you have a STD. So if you have a population that's very prone to sexually transmitted diseases, you put an IUD in there, now you're allowing a conduit for those STDs to climb up, get up into the uterus, and then wreak havoc, cause infection, possibly fertility issues. So, I understand trying to avoid teen pregnancy. When you put in the IUD, you don't have to remember to take the pill. That's cool. You don't have to remember, to change out the NuvaRing, but there could be some other problems. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
From From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.